Off the ball, GAA.
Well, we are talking about it, like, well, you're not talking about the incident, you're talking about the fact that, well, that out of 50 people, you're finger pointing me, is that what you're saying?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Shamrock Rovers win the Dublin Derby late on thanks to a goal from Enda Stevens. Cork City extend their lead at the top of the First Division. And after surviving relegation this season, can Spurs put that behind them and kick on next season? But first, Shamrock Rovers came from behind to beat Bohemians 2-1 at Dalymount Park in a full-blooded Dublin derby in the Premier Division. Ross Tierney put Bowes ahead in the first half. Alan Reynolds' side went close to a second, but they were made pay for it. John McGovern was only on the pitch when he scored the equaliser for Rovers with 17 minutes to go. And then in the fifth minute of injury time, Dylan Watts picked out the head of Enda Stevens, who scored his first ever League of Ireland goal. It sparked wild celebrations from the Rovers players, staff and fans in the away section. After the game, speaking to Shamrock Rovers in-house media channel, manager Stephen Bradley said he felt his team deserved the win.
Yeah, it does, because I felt we deserved it, to be honest. I thought we needed a reaction from Friday night, and we got that. I thought the players to a man were excellent in every regard. They showed real bravery to play and stick to the game plan, even when we went one down, to stick to it. And that shows real courage and character, especially after losing two games. And it's always nice to win Dublin derbies, but when you win them late on like that, it's nice.
And the Rovers boss added that moments like that are why you play football.
Yeah, that's why we're in the game. Yeah, to celebrate moments like that with the team and with the fans. That's what it's all about. Especially Dublin derbies, and especially when you're one behind and away from home and you come back and win the game. That's why you're in the game. It's special moments like that.
The win means Rovers are 5 points clear of second place St Pat's, who have played a game less. Rovers are 6 ahead of Bowes in third. Rovers' next game on Friday night is against Pats at Tallaght Stadium, and you'll be able to hear live commentary of that match on News Talk and the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock. I'll be joined in the commentary box by Richie Towell for that one. Elsewhere last night, it finished nil-all between Derry City and Shelburne at Celtic Park, a result that leaves both sides in 5th and 6th respectively. In the First Division, Cork City beat Treaty United 1-0 in Limerick. Rory Keating scored the only goal of the game. Cork are now 12 points clear at the top. Treaty remain bottom. One game in the Women's Premier Division tonight. It's Waterford against Shamrock Rovers at the RSC. Rovers know a win would move them up to third place, and that game starts at 7:45. Pep Guardiola has bid an emotional final farewell to Manchester City.
Thank you so much. I don't have enough gratitude. And always, always I will have the rest of my life something on my heart. Thank you so much.
Thousands of fans gathered in Manchester yesterday to celebrate Guardiola's legacy at the club. Basketball legend Michael Jordan was one of the many stars to pay tribute to Guardiola, who led the club to 20 trophies during his 10 years in Manchester. The top scorer in the Premier League, Erling Haaland, says they'll be ready to battle for more silverware.
It's been an up and down season, let's be honest and say this. Thank you for that. But again, we're going to try to keep pushing. We're going to try to keep fighting to win the biggest trophies that we can win.
Last night on the football show, Ollie Holt and Oliver Kaye joined Owen Sheehan, and the standards of the very best of the Premier League teams were debated, and if it was an entertaining season in general.
I think there are several strengths to it. I think you would possibly say, I don't think the standard of the top two or three is as high, is the highest it's ever been. I don't think if you look at, there's those seasons where Liverpool and Manchester City were getting, you know, 199 points and 98 points. That was an exceptional standard. I think you would look at the teams at that point and say, these are the best two teams in Europe. I haven't had that feeling watching the Premier League's top two this season. I've certainly felt Arsenal are one of the top teams in Europe, one of the top three or four. Manchester City a rung below that, and others below that. Then there's the question of the entertainment, the quality within the division. It's been very set-piece heavy. Number of goals way down, number of goals from open play way down. So I think in terms of the individual matches, I think it's a lot of the time they are closer, but quite unwatchable sometimes. Some of the football has been ugly. And I'm not just talking about any one team. I'm talking about, I think, the sort of from a creative attacking point of view, I think it's been a really disappointing season.
If you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed. Remember to click follow in your podcast feed and you won't miss a thing. Tottenham midfielder Conor Gallagher says the club's escape from relegation gives them the perfect chance to push on for success next season. A number of Spurs players have praised manager Roberto De Zerbi for guiding them to safety after he arrived at the end of March. Gallagher's feeling confident that brighter days are ahead.
We've got something to build on. We finished the season well, and I think we'll only get better, to be honest. And it's really exciting for the club, for the fans. We've been through these really tough moments, and that's only going to help us as well.
And on the football show last night, they talked about how Spurs celebrating, avoiding the drop, was somewhat of a strange feeling.
Watching on television, there was this real sense of we did an amazing thing here, particularly from their manager, Roberto De Zerbi. And I guess, in his defence, he did come in to do one job, and he achieved that job yesterday. Different story for the players, who have to carry a lot of the blame for how they ended up in the position in the first place.
Yeah, you know, I'd agree with that summary, absolutely. I felt it was a bit of a weird situation. I mean, the whole tension of the game then dissolved into this, you know, I'm not saying certainly that the supporters shouldn't have celebrated being delivered from relegation. Of course they should. But I think some of the, it felt a bit like triumphalism from De Zerbi. And as you say, maybe De Zerbi's entitled, that's what he was brought in for. But some of the players, I found that distinctly odd. I was just before he came on, actually, looking at some footage of Vicario engaging in some repartee, shall we say, with the Everton bench. And you think, who are you to be trying to belittle David Moyes? You know, you're a second-string goalkeeper for a team that's massively underachieved. I didn't particularly like that. I found that a bit odd. It was a strange feeling at the stadium in the end.
On Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, football writer and broadcaster Jonathan Wilson said that Spurs will be better next season.
So do you think Spurs will actually be okay next year? That something radical is going to shift here, where they'll start paying proper wages to better players?
I think they'll be better. I don't think they're going to be in relegation danger. I think they could conceivably be on the fringes of Champions League qualification if things go really well. So I think there's a couple of things playing in their favour. So not having European football, which we've seen with Manchester United this season, it's a massive help. It just means you're fresher. It means you've got time to prepare for games. So that definitely will be beneficial to them. And that itself could get them five or six places higher up the table. But I also think De Zerbi is a very smart manager. He's a very ruthless manager. I mean, he was saying straight away afterwards, there are 10, 11, 12 players here who deserve to stay.
Yeah.
Well, that means there are 10, 11, 12 players here who don't. And that means a massive cull. Now, look, that amount of change, as you know, Liverpool found last summer, can be very disruptive. But equally, it's obviously different if you're performing surgery on a team that's just been champions compared to a team that is stricken and desperately needs it.
You can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go It Out app and on YouTube. Now, it's believed Juventus have made a move for Andy Robertson in an attempt to rival Tottenham's interest in the Scotland captain. The Italian club are keen to sign Robertson, whose Liverpool deal expires this summer. Spurs were after him in January, and it's still believed they're in pole position for the 32-year-old defender. Hull manager Sergei Yakirovich has joked to the fans he failed in his mission to keep the club in the Championship. However, he's looking forward to the challenge of the Premier League after celebrating their promotion with an open-top bus parade through the city and a civic reception. Yakirovich says they've demonstrated some qualities they'll need next season.
We showed in these playoffs that we can play good football, tactically very good, with tactical discipline, and of course, that we made it our chances, which is very important. We use our chances, of course, and we are very, very proud together with our fans.
St Mirren interim boss Craig McLeish says they'll have to make sure they're not in the Scottish Premiership playoff final again. They retained their top flight status with a 2-1 aggregate win over Partick Thistle. McLeish says it was important they followed their League Cup success with a positive outcome.
This season had to be remembered for what it should be, them being legends of this club after winning the Cup. We didn't want to go out with that black mark against us, and the players deserve that. They deserve to go down as legends of this club after this season.
Portland Timbers have confirmed they've parted company with Phil Neville by mutual consent. His final match in charge was Sunday's 3-1 loss to San Jose Earthquakes. The Timbers are third from bottom in the Western Conference, 8 points adrift of an automatic MLS playoff spot. The former England and Manchester United defender joined Portland in 2023, 5 months after he'd been sacked by Inter Miami. And the president of Mexico said that she has no issues with Iran's World Cup squad being based in her country for this summer's tournament. As things stand, Iran are set to play their matches in the US, despite the backdrop of the war in the Middle East. However, Iran have moved their training base to Mexico. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Creamy Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins a header. Yeah! 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 That's Troy Parrott. That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick.
I love where I'm from. So this means the world to me. My family's here.
Still in there somewhere. And the first week after was very hard. Keep going. Believe in yourself. Everyone's journey is different. Everyone's on their own path. Keep going. Hi, I'm Troy Parrott and this is Inner Drive.